How was your day?
Terrible.
Really?
The opposing attorney's getting a divorce. I must remind the man of his wife because he looked at me in front of the judge and said, "What do you know about anything? You should be home taking care of your husband and your children." Which point I politely turned to him, offered him my card, and said, "Please give this to your wife. I'd love to represent her in your divorce for free."
Tell me again what he said.
He said, "What do you know about anything?"
What is his name? No, because I will go over and talk. No, I'm serious. Now, let me tell you about my day, dear.
Darling, let's talk about that later.
Hmm?
I've had a terrible day.
Well, I listened to you talk about your day. Why can't you listen to mine?
You asked me about my day. I did not ask you about your day. Days like this, I feel like getting out of the legal profession, and I come home to see these bills. I know why I'm working.
What bills? Am I not allowed to talk?
I'm sorry. Of course you can talk. Come on, and we can look at these bills together. The first one is from Jake's Appliances. Is there anything I should know about this, Claire?
No, I don't think so.
Yes,
I don't think so. No. Look, as a matter of fact, I was thinking, since you're so depressed, why don't I take you for a nice long ride?
The cutest thing.
Thank you, my darling.
And I'm looking at this bill because I know you. You go into Jake's and get uncontrollable. Stop. Total purchases for the month, $2.69.
That's right. And the $2.69 I spent on batteries for your calculator. And I think you should apologize with a kiss.
Well, I'll kiss you, but it's not an apology. I just like having my lips on your face.
I love that.
Mom, Dad, I'm glad you
called. Why is it that every time I kiss my wife, a child pops up?
How was your day at school today, Rudy?
Why are you asking her about the day and you didn't ask about mine?
Oh, please, let the child speak.
School was fine.
Good.
Listen, there's something I saw I want you to get me.
Yeah, well, why is it that it's always something I want you to get me? Why can't you ever say, "Mom, Dad, I want to buy you something"?
Why would I say that? Your mom already have everything. If I had what you had, I wouldn't have to ask for it.
Yes, and you know what we have that you don't have? Jobs.
Rudy, what is it that you want?
I was at the mall, and there it was in the window. The most beautiful. Beautiful sweater you've ever seen. You take one look at it and say, "This is to die for."
And I did not take you to the mall last month and buy you new sweaters.
Yeah, but you didn't buy this one. This one is to die for.
I think I know why Rudy wants to buy a new sweater. I was walking Rudy home from school the other day, and we bumped into this 10-year-old boy named Clarence.
No.
Mom, Dad, she was so flustered she could hardly talk.
Really?
Vanessa, stop teasing your sister.
I'm not. I think it's great. I'm all for Rudy being in love.
Clarence!
Oh.
Dad, she has Clarence written all over her history.
Oh, no.
Vanessa was studying somebody by the name of Clarence.
Who are you studying? King Clarence? Clarence the Great? Clarence the Hun?
Shut up!
I think it's Clarence the Wonderful.
No, I told you I'd go to work to pay bills. That's only half the story. I also go to get away from that.
You know, I had this demanding patient today.
Oh, baby, please. Not now. Later, okay? Very hard day. And it's time for me to prepare dinner now.
Perhaps you'd like to hear my story.
Since the beginning of time, everybody in the whole world has had to learn how to get along with one another, to be congenial in different situations. Isn't that right?
Right.
I'll bet even 10,000 years ago, prehistoric men used some form of, table manners, for instance. So, wake up, Kenneth. So I thought it would be fun for us to study manners the way they are today. And our first lesson will be good manners at the dinner table. As you can see now, I've set up the dinner table, and I want some volunteers now to come up and demonstrate good table manners. Good, 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 good. Now, what about some male volunteers? No male volunteers? All right, have it your own way. Would you be good enough to oblige us, Kenny, and follow me? come up here.
But I didn't volunteer.
Yes, I know. You've been drafted. Congratulations, Kenneth. Come up here and sit at the table. Now I need two young ladies, Rudy and Amy. And I need one more gentleman.
I'll do it.
Clarence, that's very good of you. Come along. Come along. Now you sit over there next to Rudy, and we're going to start to learn how to pass bread at the dinner table. Now, Amy, you ask Kenneth for the bread.
Kenny, may I have some bread, please?
Yes, you may.
Kenneth, you don't take the bread first, dear.
Hey, have you ever seen her eat? If I don't take it now, I'll never get it.
Now, Rudy and Clarence, I'd like to see you do the same thing.
Clarence?
Yes, Rudy?
May I please have the bread?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Clarence.
Would you like some butter for your bread?
No, thank you, Clarence.
Well, that is... Yes, it's exactly right. Class, did you see this? I mean, I want you to do it exactly the way Rudy and Clarence did. Class dismissed. Oh, and children, tomorrow we're going to explore another form of communication where good manners are absolutely essential. The telephone. And, Kenneth, we'll start with you.
Very nice, class. You should all do it the way Rudy and Clarence do it. You know, Clarence, I think you like Rudy.
What are you talking about? No, I don't.
Yeah, right. You know, we saw you jump right into the seat next to her.
I don't like Rudy.
Sure, tell us some other lies. Right. Excuse me, Clarence, may I please get through?
Hey, I'm standing here, and if you want to get through, climb over to this, right?
Yeah.
But you're in my way.
Tough. I was here first.
Goober brain, just stay there.
Gronk face.
Arf head.
Lime tick.
All right, Clarence, lime tick, you leveled her. Back in the club, my man.
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
Well, it's Rudy and the chiffons.
Dr. Huxtable, who are the chiffons?
Well, the chiffons, a long, long time ago, was a singing group, and Mrs. Huxtable and I would be sitting in a car, and they'd start to sing, and... We'd start to kiss.
If a boy tried to kiss me, I'd throw him out the car.
Yeah, boys should stay in caves where they belong.
Yeah, most of the time they're hogheads.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. It sounds like you all are having some problems with the boys.
Don't make me talk about it, Dad. I'll get sick to my stomach.
But you know what? There's a certain guy by the name of Clarence.
Clarence? What?
He's just like all the other boys.
Yeah, they walk around like they own the world.
I'll show you how they walk, Dr. Huxtable. You got it.
Too slow, bro. Here we go.
Put your lips where my heels slip.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, Dad, back from the mall.
Guess what?
What?
I bought you a present.
Guess what?
What?
Give it to me.
It's a pen that has a ship that floats in it.
It's a battleship.
I know, just like the one my daddy sails on.
Yes, well, thank you so much, because I was just saying to my children, how nobody ever gives me anything. And look, you give this to me. This is the most beautiful pen I've ever seen.
Me too. Can I keep it?
Yeah, sweetie, you don't give someone a present and then ask for it back. Look, he's crying.
I know, but he has a lot of pens.
Take your stinking pen.
To go upstairs and draw you a thank you note.
Thank you.
Dad. You're a good sport. I think I'll go dry you a thank you note, too.
Well, there's Martha and the Vandellas going downtown or somewhere.
Where y'all going?
Oh, Kim's mom's taking us to the mall.
Oh, what's happening at the mall?
That's where Clarence and all the other boys are.
Well, wait. Four people who look like you all just walk through here saying, "Black, this is the way they walk." And now you're going to the mall where they are?
Right. That's where we're going. Clarence and the boys hang out at Circus Burger at the mall. And we're going to sit at the table right next to them.
And ignore them.
Well, wait. No. You're going over there and sit down next to them. And when they look at you, you're going to ignore them.
Yeah.
Well, what if they don't look at you?
They will.
Now, today we're going to learn how to speak on the telephone with intelligence, responsibility, and above all, good manners. Kenny, remember, we're starting with you. Come along. Quickly. Now sit down at the table. Attaboy. Are you ready?
What are we doing?
I'm going to call you up on the telephone. Now, if you'll notice, there's a pad and pencil there. You can take messages. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Kenneth, I want you to pick up the phone when you hear me say, "Ring, ring." Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
That's very good. Hello, Kenneth. This is Mrs. McGee. Is your father at home?
I'm afraid he's not here right now.
Oh, that's too bad. Will you ask him to call Mrs. McGee at the school? I will be in between 2:30 and 5:30. My number is KL58621.
Okay, thank bye.
You. Goodbye. Where are you going?
Did I do something wrong?
Kenneth, I left you a message. You didn't write the message down.
I can't. If my father found out that you called, I'd be in big trouble.
Class dismissed. Clarence, don't forget to stay after and clean the blackboard.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and children, tomorrow is our last of the series of the good manners classes. And guess what? We're going to have a dance.
Aww.
Now, I want the girls to wear pretty dresses, and I want the boys to wear jackets and ties.
Aww.
All right, then the girls can wear a jacket and ties, and the boys can wear pretty dresses.
Can you believe it? We have to dance with those glunks tomorrow.
Let's pretend we're sick and stay home.
I have a better idea. Let's do what we did at the mall. Ignore them.
Yeah, that really worked.
Let's go over and do it right now.
Yeah.
Look, it's the dirt balls.
Hey, you cracked it up.
I know.
Let's go play some basketball.
I gotta stay after the boys.
Okay, bye.
See you, Clint.
See you, Kenny.
I forgot my history book.
So?
So I'm going to get it.
Don't expect me to dance with you tomorrow.
Fine, dance with yourself. That's not funny.
It wasn't meant to be funny.
Move.
Make me.
Get out of my way.
Okay.
Whoop.
Pick those up.
Make me.
Maybe I will.
Ow. Ow.
Bit.
He shoved me.
She punched
me. Be quiet. I don't want to hear another word out of either one of you. If you'd like to be so close together, you could be partners at the dance tomorrow. Pick up these books, Rudy, and go home. Clarence, finish cleaning the blackboard and go home. And I'll take my notebook and go home. And sit in a hot tub and re-examine my life.
Boy, What's happening, homegirl? I said, what's happening, homegirl?
Hi.
Oh, that's nice. Came here to do a little housework. Cleaning the table with your feet so when I put my sandwich down, it can smell like old dirty socks. Okay, well, we're depressed. So we just sit here and be depressed.
Daddy, it's not funny.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You want to talk about it?
Okay. There's this boy in my class, Clarence.
Clarence? Yes, yes, yes.
I hate him.
Oh, no. Okay, well, now why do you hate him?
He pushed my books on the floor and shoved me. Why do boys act like that?
Okay, well, look. You're 10 years old. And 10-year-old kids, the girls, they're like capsules. And the capsules are exploding. Boom, 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 boom. And the boys, they're like capsules. But their capsules are still soaking.
Dad, you're making no sense whatsoever.
Okay, try this. Think of geraniums. Girl geraniums open earlier. The boys don't open till sometime one night.
What in the world does this have to do with Clarence? Clarence is a boy, not a capsule. I am a girl, not a geranium. You should be better at this. You've gone through three daughters before me.
Okay, let me try this.
Dad, that's okay. I'll just go upstairs and see what I can find in the encyclopedia.
Denise, we have to talk later.
Okay. What was that all about?
Well, your sister's having problems with the 10-year-old boys, and I was trying to explain it to her.
Oh, Lord, you didn't go rambling on about geraniums and capsules, did you?
No, I was not rambling, and I think it's a very good way to tell that particular part of life. I mean, it worked on you.
Yes, and I was confused until I went to go see Mom.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
You never said anything like that. This is different, though, because this boy, first of all, he shoved her, threw her books on the floor.
Oh, my. Dad,
yeah.
This happens to all girls. You see this scar? David Boatman did that, okay, when I was in the fifth grade, pushed me into a tree. And you see this? You see this right there? Todd Chaney, okay? He hit me with a bat and made me eat dust.
You say something.
Because we're afraid you're going to go after them.
Yeah, of course I am. It's some sick business pushing people with baseball bats. Why didn't you say something? Yeah, well, you're sick too. You don't say anything. You're sick going around shoving. Nobody says anything. How is that boy still here?
You think so?
Yes, Clarence is going to go wild.
Who told you about Clarence?
Everyone knows about Clarence.
Well, I don't like him. And I'm not going to dance with him today. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
Do you really think I look gorgeous?
Yes.
I was thinking of wearing a pink outfit instead.
No, just go with that. It's to die for.
Thanks, Olivia.
Good. Now, we have a dance floor, and we have a punch bowl, and we're going to have music. And presto, this is a social occasion. And what do young ladies and gentlemen do at a social occasion? They mingle. And what do we mean, mingle? Mingle means to stroll about and say, how are you? And just fine, thank you, and see you later. You understand? Now, everybody, mingle.
Hello.
Children, don't you think it would be interesting if the boys would mingle with the girls? All right, we'll skip mingling and go right to the music. Now, Rudy and Clarence, you're going to start the dance first, all right?
If he tries anything, we'll be right behind you.
She plays rough, step on her toes.
Right. Gotcha.
Do you think you could dance a little closer?
And he'll be big and strong, the man I love.
And would you like to pretend that you're enjoying yourself, children? Rudy, a little smile. Good girl. And Clarence, what about you? A smile? All right, now, everybody, choose your partners and join Clarence and Rudy. Choose your partners and everybody dance. Oh, that's lovely.
Mrs. McGee?
Yes, Kenny, what is it?
I can't dance.
What do you mean you can't dance? What's the matter?
All the girls are taken.
No, Kenny, not all of them. Will be my good news.
Show is taped before a studio audience.